Now we move from staying safe in the water to staying safe on your bike. If there's one road in Seattle you might want to think twice about biking on, it's 2nd Avenue downtown. We should know. We sent one of our producers down there yesterday to ride a bike down 2nd Avenue. Here's Hannah Byrne.
Okay, I am going down 2nd Avenue. I'm on my bike. So I can see one of the problems here is there's every car wants to turn left, which is right in front of the bike lane.
So while Hannah was down there risking her life and limbs for this story, she asked a few other riders who use 2nd Avenue all the time what they thought about it.
One guy told me, he said, if someone hits me, I'm going to own them. That's stupid. I get out of their way. They're bigger.
Do you feel safe biking down 2nd Avenue?
No. Unless I'm on the sidewalk. You notice I'm on the sidewalk right now.
No. A lot of the cars don't give you enough space, and the bike lanes that do exist, cars will like weave into it if they need to, especially on corners, and occasionally there'll be cars parked there, even though they shouldn't be. 2nd Avenue being so bad is part of the reason I no longer bike through downtown on my way to work anymore.
There's a good reason for them to feel a little bit scared. There have been 60 reported bike collisions since early 2010 on 2nd Avenue just between Pine and Jackson. And those are just the reported collisions. 2nd Avenue is one of the higher risk places to bike in all of Seattle. But that might be changing. Seattle's bicycle master plan now includes making a two-way protected bike lane on 2nd Avenue between Pike Place Market and Pioneer Square. But is that going to be enough? We're joined by Tom Fucalora with the Seattle Bike Blog. So do you ride your bike on 2nd Avenue?
I do if I'm in a hurry, but I try to avoid it if I can.
And why?
Because, you know, exactly what the people that were interviewed earlier said, you know, if you try to use the bike lane, it's too skinny. You know, park doors will open in your way, or people will make a left turn and not expect you to be there because bike lanes are usually on the right side. And this one's on the left side, so I think there's a little confusion about how to use it. And so there's just a lot of conflicts, and you just have to go really slow and kind of hold your breath, and it's not a very comfortable experience.
The city's trying to change that, and we saw the plans for the new protected bike lane. What do you think about the solution?
Oh, it's exactly what needs to happen. It creates a space that's going to feel a little bit more like a trail. And one really exciting part about it is that it'll be bidirectional. So right now it's a one-way street. But once they're done with it, you'll be able to go uphill and downhill on a bike, which is really exciting because it's really hard to head north through downtown right now. So it'll add like this whole new connection, which is exciting.
Tell us a little bit more about what this protected bike lane is going to look like.
So you'll have the sidewalk as it exists today. Then you'll have one bike lane that heads north. And then next to that, there'll be one bike lane that heads south. Then there will be a row of parked cars. And then there will be the regular lanes of traffic, then the bus lane, then the other sidewalk.
Okay, Tom, take yourself out of the mindset of the guy who runs the Seattle Bike Blog. What about drivers? Is this going to make it harder for them because we're making these provisions for bicycles?
So one cool thing about this project is that it doesn't necessarily – it's not really going to make it harder because it's actually going to create a dedicated left turn lane. And a lot of the traffic on 2nd Avenue today is actually people turning to get onto I-5, and it backs up all the way down through downtown, and then that backs up 2nd. So whenever you see traffic on 2nd, it's not because there's not enough lanes on 2nd. It's because there's not enough access to I-5 elsewhere. So this actually creates a turn lane so that people can wait to make that left turn when it frees up. And meanwhile, everyone else will have space to go straight through if they're not turning. So they have actually thought about that, and it will probably help circulation downtown.
So this bike lane we're getting on 2nd Avenue is actually part of a national project. It's called the Green Lane Project, and Seattle was lucky enough to be selected as a city as part of that. What does it mean to be part of the Green Lane Project for Seattle?
So the Green Lane Project is this really cool initiative by People for Bikes, which is a national bicycling organization, and their goal is just to accelerate the rate at which cities install protected bike lanes, mostly in their city centers. You know, they're in red states, they're in blue states, they're going anywhere where people are thinking, you know, our streets could be safer, they'd be a more inviting place to be. And Seattle just got selected. This is the first project that's going to come out of us being part of it. They bring kind of expertise, they have experience making bike lanes that are really high quality and doing them really quickly and on a low budget. And that's exactly what this one's going to be. That's really going to help us accelerate beyond the kind of slow Seattle pace to kind of make some change immediately, which is what we need on Second Avenue.
Tom Fucoloro is with Seattle's Bike Blog. So when will the work be done? When will this new bike lane be in place?
September is what they're saying. So that's really fast turnaround for Seattle. It's supposed to be done in time for the launch of Pronto Cycle Share. And if we want this bike share system to succeed, people need to not fear for their lives just to get across downtown. And this is going to provide a more comfortable space.
Well, this bike lane on 2nd Avenue is part of Seattle's master bike plan. It's great to go up and down 2nd Avenue, but you'd like to connect to other parts of the city to get there. How does it fit into the bigger vision for biking in Seattle?
So the city is working on a whole downtown protected bike lane plan that includes more streets than just 2nd. So 2nd was like the most important section. But, there needs to be a connection. They're working on a bike lane on 7th Avenue to connect between Dexter and then through the developing Amazon campus. And Amazon's helping pay for some of it. So there's a lot of work to do where this kind of bike lane will help us create these connections that don't exist today and make streets safer than they are today. But this is kind of like the centerpiece, so it's cool that they're going after that first, which is neat.
So, Tom, what do you think about the future of biking in downtown Seattle?
Well, it's looking really bright, but it's going to be a while before everything's all connected together. My hope is that this really accelerates acceptance of what a protected bike lane can do for the space of downtown Seattle and make it kind of a less dangerous feeling place, even if you're on foot. I think it's going to just make it more inviting space to just live and be and get around, and that's exciting.
Tom, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Tom Fucoloro with Seattle's Bike Blog. The Seattle Department of Transportation says that the protected bike lane will be done in September to coincide with the launch of that new bike share program. Right now, they're doing outreach to local businesses. Construction hasn't quite yet started, but the Department of Transportation is optimistic. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.